Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. Oh, yes, yeah, the night you've been waiting for. We have the one and only, man, my hometown, Chi-Town, and my fam, B&I, Hood Drama, will finally be here. He's here. He's going to enter Lion. He's going to break everything down. And plus, we have a special announcement as well. So it's about to go down, man, and a lot of things about to pop off, all right? So let's get it on with B&I Hood Drama and you all from all around the world. Because like it or not, with Michael Lane, he is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Before we get started, I have to give a special love shout to everyone in Washington, Illinois. This is the one-year anniversary of that deadly, horrific tornado came crashing through in November, as you all may remember. Lives were lost, buildings, homes, schools, a lot of everything was just damaged and destroyed. But I am proud to say that in a year's time, Washington is growing. People that lost their houses are now built. There are some people that's still in the transitional phase of getting their other houses, and a lot of things were lost. But some people can come in and say that my life is not lost. That is a blessing. So everyone out there in Washington, Illinois, and around that area who were affected by that E3 storm, I give a special love shout out to each and every one of you all. Much love to you out there in Washington, Illinois. Much love to each and every one of you all from all around the world. Thank you all for joining me via another edition of Lion, a.k.a. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I am your host, Michael Lane, and this is Blog Talk Radio. I thank everyone for hitting me up and saying they're going to tune in Monday for this show tonight. Yeah, this is an event. And I want you all to know, if you all have any questions, comments, or whatever, for this great rapper, B&I Hood Drama, y'all remember that top 20 most requested hit, Pour It, y'all remember that? And then he has a new one that is in the top 20. Y'all can push that up as well, called Red Chakra. We will hear that later on. But call us and give a holler at the one and only B&I Hood Drama. Here's the number, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. And now, without any further delay, I want you all to know that this is my fam, boy. This is my family. This is my homie. This is really, he's my fam. You know, he's family to me. And he has always had a good word. He always had a positive word. He always had a humble spirit, but he always had talent. And he was never afraid to express his talent. This man is gifted. This man is real, about as real can get. The man speaks from experience. The man has great concept. He has just a great mind. And I have learned a lot from B&I Hood Drama, and I want to introduce to some and present to many others the one and only BNI, Hood Drama. What's good, fam?
What's good? What's good? So appreciate that humble greeting, representation, you know. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Smack Tone. Yes, this is BNI. Yours truly, poet, new single Chakra, talking to Michael, my brother. How you doing, brother? I see you doing well.
Man, thanks, man. I see you. I definitely see you, brother, as well, man. We have somebody on the other line. We will get to them very, very soon. We will definitely get to them immediately. But congratulations on your single, bro.
Thank you, bro. You know, I'm just still being humble, man. Still being humble, still making music, you know, just making all the right moves, you know, just staying, you know, keeping that spiritual foundation, you know, because without God, you know, this ain't going to happen, man. You know, God is in the music, you know, so if you can't display that spirit within the music, then it's nothing. You know, you have to have that have to be the substance within your music. So, yeah, I'm just being humble, and we just, you know, we making major moves right now.
Oh, no doubt, man. We're going to definitely talk on those moves, man, in just a second. I do want to ask you, brother, your humble beginning. What got you into rap? And please explain to everybody out there around the world, man, your influences on top of that. So how did you get into hip hop, and who became your influences in getting out there?
Well, how I started with music, you know, my father gave me one of them old 8-tracks with a lot of 8-track tapes. So I was listening to a lot of older music at a younger age, like 10 years old. I'm listening to B.B. King, Sam Cooke, you know, a lot of these great old singers, and that's what sparked that interest. You know, as we was coming up, you know, two guys that I growed up with, you know, they was catalysts around the Al Gale Gardens where we growed up. Shouts out to Al Gale, 130,
yes,
and you know, Fathead, J Rock, which known as Verse Born, Taz, and they was very influential on me just becoming serious with this craft, and as well as a one other, you know, Wild Wild the General. So yeah, you know, that's a lot of my influence, and yeah, you know, and I just basically wanted to do this, you know, and just display and be that narrative for the streets and show people things I see with my eyes on the wax, records, on records, you know. And and just looked up to a lot of my hip hop peers like Nas, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, you know, Jay-Z, you know, and Rakim, and you know, right now it's the list goes on, but yeah, that's where it started, man.
And fam, I have to say this, because a lot of people, you know, you give shouts, man. I've seen you with these people. I've seen you with Nas, man.
Yeah. I got my celebrity pictures, man. You know, so he sanctioned that that Street Disciple. You know what I'm saying? Just for a moment of silence. You know, I did a remake of it, Preserve the Hustle, and he signed it for me, being that Hood Drummer. You know, it's written in stone, you know. Yeah, he sanctioned that, you know. So It goes on and on, man. I'm just blessed, man. I'm just humbled, man, right now in my position in this music industry and with the moves we making in this industry right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I'm going to get to the caller in just a minute, but I got to ask you, brother, because I love to talk about FTOL, you know, From the Outer Limits. How did that get started, FTOL Records?
Well, FTOL come from that foundation of we wanted to, when we got back into music, we wanted to implement the spirit in the music. So it was no limit in what you can do far as in life, you know, so that's where FTOL come from. And, you know, our beginning was BYC, Beyond Your Comprehension. So it basically, it's a derivative from that. And right now we just been pushing it, you know, and there's no limit, you know, no matter how hip hop is going, what area or what direction it is going in, we still gonna display that spirit which is in the music, you know? So we call it street gospel.
Yeah.
So that's FTOL.
FTOL, street gospel, man. That's what's up, y'all. And
street
we're
gospel.
Talking to the one
that's
and only B&I Hood Drama. I'm so glad he's here with me. I haven't hollered at my fanboy in a minute, man. You know, he's been making moves. We're going to talk about those move making in just a second. But I want everyone to know that you can call, holler at your boy, holler at B&I. He's in the building representing AG Augel. You know how we do. Hey, I'm from Block 12,
so I
know what he's talking about, you know what I mean? But, hey, give us a holler. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. We have a phone call right here. And we're going to bring him in for you, B&I, real quick, and we're going to holler at, like it or not, you are on the air. What's up? Hello, caller?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, what's good?
All peaceful, man. I just want to say congratulations to my brother, B&I. You deserve this. You did?
Yeah.
You already know what time it is.
Your boy,
Wow Wow. Your boy, Wild Wild, the General, man. Salute to the truth. Everything else is a lie. Okay, oh God, stand up. Being that you deserve your position, man. And, you know, good brother, humble, 100, rich in spirit. Ain't nothing I can say. You know what I'm saying? Nothing I can say more. But, you know, I already know. UTAEFTOL, private playing good music, Donda. I'm good. What's the word? What's the
That's
word,
right.
Peoples?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's my brother right there. Yes, sir.
Wow, the General. What's good, fam?
Oh, man, peaceful, man, peaceful. Like that brother say, very humble, man, and blessed to be in the position we is to bring unified front to Chicago family and be able to, you know, show what unifying is and building bridges is all about. So that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? We building bridges.
Word.
And we back
that's,
all
that's
our
what's
people
up,
posts.
Man. Oh, man. It's so good to get to hear you coming up, man. I hope to be spinning you, man, as well while on the show. Feel me?
Oh, no question. We're going to get that interview in. We're going to go furthermore into details, you know. But, you know, right now it's about my brother being there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just
yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What we do. We support, man. So it's a congratulations thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm
yes,
proud
sir.
For
thank
his
you.
Position
thank
at
you.
The end, you know.
It wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for this brother right here. You know, this how we brothers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
This what it is right here, man. This you know, God don't put things like this for nothing. This a reason, man.
Right.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
know
sir.
That you got
yes,
this three way right here. This is a reason. This is a purpose. And man, much love to my beloved brother, man. It wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for this brother right here.
That's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. Now, this is a perfect opportunity now that I got both of y'all up in here. This is a perfect opportunity for BNI to kind of, like, break us down. There's a caller that hung up. All right? You can call back, okay? You can call back. I don't care where you're at from around the world. All right? I believe you. Right. I looked at the number. I don't think you're from this country. You can call back. Don't hesitate. Call back, okay, brother?
Yeah.
Call back. Area code 347-826-9357. You can call back. Don't give up. Call back. All right. Now, this is an opportunity for BNI to break that. Hey, man, you have a special announcement that you want to drop on us, bro?
Yeah, you know, the special announcement, you know, it's got something to deal with my brother right now on the other end. You know, I was, made HNA, head administration, you know, of Wild Wild, the general, private plane, good music, Dunder, everything falling up under that. And, you know, these brothers bestowed him and Yousef, Malik Yousef, y'all know, Grammy Award winner.
Yes, sir.
You know, bestowed this position on me, and I'm honored. You know, it's still right now. It's like a dream. You know, so I mean, because it's real. This a real big position. You know, and I'm gonna do my best to try to get it going, and and show them that they picked the right person for the job. So you know, my brother can elaborate more on it, you know, why he up here. So I'm humble and I'm grateful. Yes, sir.
Man, I am so that is just big news. I am so happy, man, dude. I remember, man, just us, you know, just building it and just kind of like trying to put things together, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, milk up some right tracks and all that, man. I just see Sergeant Brother keep going, and now you at this point, man. That's just, man, it just does a brother so, you know, just does my heart so good, fam.
Yeah, man. You know how we used to grind in the studio, man. To get to this point, it's a blessing, you know. It's a blessing, you know. And like I said, man, you know, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Wild the general, you know, and the moves he been making, and the relationships he been establishing in this industry, and you know, we gotta give it all to this brother, you know, and he's basically coming back to solidify a position for his people. You know, he is that artist for the people. He is that person that always giving back. You know, it's always love from that brother, you know, and vice versa. And that's how we've been from day one. So, you know, I give it all to this brother, man, you know. Give thanks to him, you know what I'm saying, first and foremost, God, you know.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up. Now, brother. Now I know. I can imagine, man. I mean, what was your initial reaction, man, upon hearing that such a responsibility and such a great position, man?
Man, you know, just to hear that brother voice, and you know, it took me back because, you know, I know the situation and the relationship with him and Wild Wild, but to hear that come from this brother and Wild Wild together, it was everything. You know, I was real taken back, and I was deeply honored. You know, you can't get this every day. This was blessings. You know, to that brother acknowledge me like that, you know, and and it was and he stamped it, you know. That brother stamped it. He stamped that position. So, you know, I'm taking that right there, and I'm taking it serious, and I'm gonna do my job well, you know, to 200%, you know, like they say in the music industry, 200%.
Yeah, can't nobody do it, you could do it, you know. Can't nobody do it, you could do it, you know what I'm saying? Let me give you a brief description on this brother being that, first of all, why he deserved the position. Not just because he's my best friend or spiritual advisor, you know what I'm saying? But because when you give good karma comes back in this world. Whatever you give off to this universe, it comes back tenfold. If you got bad karma, then don't expect no good shit to come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just expect
the
good things come to those who are good, to people. So if you are good to your neighbor, then your neighbor will let you use the arm. Your neighbor will let you come to eat something at their crib. Your neighbor will give you something. But if you're bad to your community will turn their back against you. So we all from all your gods. That's the humble beginnings. We from all your gods, so we know what the struggle is like. So we know what destroy, divide, and conquer is like. So to build again and build around that brother. Me and his brother being that met, I was in Augie Gardens. I was networking. He was networking. He gave me a flyer. He was bringing out his project.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? And we exchanged numbers, and we became brothers. So relationships is everything in this. Fellas realize they think money gets them far. Well, money don't get you too far. Relationships. Building good relationships and long-lasting relationships will make you last longer. Longevity. Let's speak on longevity in this game. Not a fly-by-night rapper. Not an overnight rapper who's a one-night sensation or a one-song sensation. We're speaking on longevity in this game will get you farther, and relationships will get you where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? God first. So I was in a position where, you know, I was down and out in my time, and in my struggling stage, and I ended up going to the shelter, brother. I was in the shelter for 6 months, you know what I'm saying? And I was going through some situations because I'm a street dude, you know what I mean? That's just the truth. I'm in Iowa doing the streets, you know what I'm saying? So I got myself in a position, in a jam I couldn't get myself out of. So by calling on the police, would raid my crib. At that time, you know, we was having a thunderstorm in Iowa, so the whole Iowa flooded. So I lost like a 5-bedroom house, property, everything. So I moved to the shelter. Now, at this time, I was on my way moving to Arizona. I had no one else to call. Only number I had in my phone was this brother, B&I, and that's Word Life. My OG, my mama, my pops, my family, but B&I. And when I called him, we just talk about giving everything to the Creator, giving it back. All my worries, all my problems, giving everything to God. And it became me and his brother talking every day. And he becoming my spiritual advisor to build me up. And then we sit on that phone and we pray. And to make the long story short, I end up going back to Chicago, going back to Champaign, and I touched stage for the first time in Champaign in a long time. And when I looked up, I was telling B&I, well, I just had over 20 shows. Then I looked up, I said, man, I got 30 shows. I looked up and I said, man, I got this show, I got this show. Make the long story short. Yes, sir, brother. And my humble beginnings got me in front of that brother Malik Youssef out of a favor for somebody else that seen me in his projects in the streets of Oakville Gardens and was like, wow, you bigger than this. So let me pay this money I got to take you to this good music closed studio session. So when I go in the brother was trying to pay these brothers just to listen to me. They like, we don't want to hear him. You brought him here. You the truth. So here's the truth. Sit back and enjoy the rap. So I'm sitting in there over 10 hours, studio session.
Hey, this is real.
Yes, sir. So the studio session over with, and I remember walking down this long corridor, walking down this long hallway with my head down, and I'm like, damn, I ain't get sad. What did I go in the studio for? To convince them I'm the truth and get sound. Now I'm just walking down this hallway with my head down, saying I let my boy Bam down, who put the money up to get me in the studio session, and I didn't convince Malik Youssef, No ID, and Kanye West I'm the truth. So now my head down, and I'm just like, oh man, I failed again. Damn, ready to give it all up. And I remember hearing a voice like, hold on, y'all. Hey, woo-hoo, hold on. And that's Malik coming down the hallway. His words was, here, get your money back. I don't need your money, but just give me his information. Let me get your information, and you stay in contact with me. From then on there, we became, just like me and BNF, building that relationship, and it went from that to me and Malik being brothers, sharing the same thing.
Wow.
So, as everybody know, Malik Youssef is the one
that's the extraordinary genius.
He had good music imprint. You know, he's the one that got common sense signed to Kanye West. He's the one that Kanye West came back for anybody, because he looked out for Kanye West because he was a street dude. He gave Kanye West some money. He needed to go to New York and buy him a Bentley. You know, long story short, good times. Now, I'm taking it back to good relationships, building on good relationships. You can't use everybody, but you can use, we use each other for the tools we use. The problem is when we misuse. So never misuse your brothers. And that's why I say we building bridges and we ban all our people boats, because we got to cross those bridges. But that was a little story.
Me and
that brother came in, and that he deserved that. You know what I'm saying? So God put me in a position that I'm in, and why not put a brother that's without nothing? We had a relationship, so let's share this together. You know what I'm saying? Let's build this foundation as one. And we're building it for others.
We're running out of show, brother. We're running out of show, but I want to ask B and I real quick, brother. Where can fans get at you? Can you tell every fan out there that's listening from around the world, sorry, Carl, I can't get to you because we're running out of show, but can you tell fans from all around the world where they can reach you as far as social media, wherever?
Well, you can reach me at Facebook, Being That Hood Drummer. You can reach me at Twitter, at BeingThat.com. Hood Drummer, and right now, you know, I'm up under that umbrella, you know, UTAE, Private Plane, Good Music Dunder, head administration. You gonna reach me, FTOL Management. If you don't reach me, we gonna reach you. That's real talk. You know, we gonna make it happen. So those are the places you can reach me at, and y'all heard it all truly from that brother that a brother like me is up under. So, man, this worked like it's supposed to. This is where it's supposed to happen right now. This was supposed to happen, and it happened. You know, we couldn't plan this, you know. So, yeah, so blessings out to the Smack Tone world. Thank y'all for having us, Being That Hood Drummer, Wild Wild the General. You know, look for us in the future, man, and you're going to get more from this brother right here, because That's who I'm behind right here. That's who I'm gonna push to as well as myself. But you know, he that catalyst. You know, he that step. You know, he that stage that we get to stand on. We on his shoulders. So yeah, thank y'all for having me. Thank you for having me, Black man. It's good to talk to you, brother. You know, so man, we gotta get some more talk in, man. But yeah, man, that brother, he said it best, man. You know, if like I heard from that brother, you know, that beloved brother Malik Youssef, I said it's about that time. He said, no, now it's that time. You know, so that time is now.
Yeah. Now it's the time.
Man, we're going to, you know what, we're going to have to break bread, bro, because we're going to get together. We're going to break bread, definitely, man. There's no doubt about that. B and I, real quick, man, can you explain to us, because you got a hit on your hands right now, and it's been getting requests from all around the world. Everybody that listens to my show, it's been requests pouring in for Red Chakra. Can you kind of get deep into the song before We're going to leave the air with that song. We're gonna bless our listeners with that before we get out of here. But can you explain to the fans, you know, go deep into what went on about creating that song?
Yeah, Red Chakra come from a religious-based practice, and it's about energies, you know, from the mm-hmm. crown of your head to your foundation, and that's your root. Your root is your red. Is your red. It's called red root. The color is red. So it represents a foundation. It represents your passionate, your energy level, and what you are and what you believe in. So I took that and I transferred it into, you know, my foundation as a spiritual foundation, and things that brought me up in my upbringing. You know, my mom, she honored God, you know, and like I said in the beginning of the song, my mama honored God. Hard work from my father birthed the spirit of a hustler. My foundation is solid. So that was my foundation, hard work and honoring God, you know, and I put it in that, and I said, you don't have to be religious-based, you know what I'm saying, because if you believe in it, then you can manifest, the things can happen that you can't see in the human eye can't see. That's what you call miracles. That's what you call those blessings. That's what, you know, things that man can't explain or understand, and that's God based, you know. So yeah, and I just took the song to a whole nother level and said, you know, telling everybody stop being religious based, you know, and if you want, you know, and experience true living. True living is loving your brother, you know, and giving mm-hmm. back to those that don't have none, and not judging, you know, and the things is, for ones that detain knowledge, that try to detain knowledge, to try to bound knowledge, there's no substance mm-hmm. in it, because knowledge have to be received, and that spirit, if it's received, then the spirit is in it, you know, it can it'll touch your heart. You know.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm gonna tell you something, brother. That song was for me, because I remember when you told me when I was going through my illness, you said, "Man, you got the power to heal yourself," and I've been better ever since, brother.
And that's the spirit spoke through me to give you that message. You know,
mm-hmm.
so. Yeah, man, I'm glad you believe that, you know, and that's what I'm saying. If you believe in something, if you believe in which that you contain, then it's so. You are mm-hmm. healed through the blood, through that belief. That's your red chakra. That's your foundation. You stand on that. So yeah, that's real. That's real talk, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna stand on that, man. And you know, man, I would love, man. Hopefully, in the future, I can break bread with you, BNI, as well as Wild the General, man. Look, I thank you both with all my heart, man. I got much love for y'all, man. Continue to climb to the top, because that's exactly what y'all gonna do, man. Shout out to Malik Youssef, all y'all, man. But you know, man, thank you, Wild the General. Thank you, B, and I, Hood Drama. Yes, definitely Beyond Knowledge and Intellect is going down. FTOL, you know how we do.
UTAE, Private Plane, Good Music, Guns.
Good Music, I'm good.
Bang, 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 Pirate Gang.
Yes, sir.
That's how we doing, man.
Okay, oh, God, stand up.
Stop the violence,
y'all. Stop the violence. Let's go. Get money.
Yes, and also, you know, I would like, Thanksgiving is coming up, man. Feed somebody that's homeless, man, that's hungry, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Give somebody a bite to eat, a hot plate, because I know you're going to be sitting in front of a hot plate.
No question.
Try to feed
Mike,
that person.
Hey, Black, we're going to set up that interview, Black, and I'm going to come back on here, and we're going, and B and that going to be with me, so it's going to be the same thing, because you can't get me without that, brother. That's how we get out. You know what I'm saying? Blood is blood.
Yeah.
So don't get that
right.
Interview. B and that going to be with me, you know what I'm saying, on my interview. It's the same thing. Like, hey, get one without the other. You know, that's how real. That's what real do, man. Real hold down, real, man. You know what I'm saying? And rest in peace to my
no
real
doubt,
brother.
No doubt, man.
We're
going to make it happen. We're definitely going to make it happen.
Spirit with us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, truly. And rest in peace to that brother Yogi. Your spirit is always with us, man.
Yeah,
you looking
peace,
down, you
man.
Watching us. Rest in peace, my brother. You ain't died in vain. You loved our movement. You was our bouncer. You was our bodyguard. More than anything, you was the one that always kept this, told me that I can do this, and kept me motivated. Even when being now wasn't around at those times, you hold us down. So your spirit
yeah.
is still with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And man. And may you live on. And that brother just passed a week ago. You know what I mean? So we still, you know, kind of hurt down that way. And it was a hating situation.
It
like
peace, man.
Yeah, man.
Real
made
peace
situation.
In the movement, man. So,
Yeah, my cousin, man. Go free. Rest in peace, Ronnie, man. He was killed by the Chicago police, unarmed, October the 12th, man. Straight up, real life, man. We trying to get justice for Ronnie, man. We shouting that out. I got Fred Hampton Jr.
Yeah.
I'm on that right now. So, man, we working, man. We Chicago, man, but we
moving,
by our
man.
People, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing advocacy for the youth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We feeding the homeless. I got a couple programs I'm putting in play right now with B and that called incentive programs, where we try to provide homes for the homeless and also get them shelter and food. All they got to do is do an incentive, like go to school or try to get a job or something, or at least show that they're doing that, and they get free, you know, rental assistance and everything. So, man, we try to do it all, man, for our community to give back, you know, the best way we can, man, you know.
That's real talk.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm about to get choked out of here because we're running out of show, but we got to get to that red chakra. So, hey, man, much love. Wow, the general, man. Much love to you, brother. And BNI, man. Hey, we're going to have both of y'all on again. Thank you, BNI, man.
Yes, sir.
Fam, it is an honor. It's a privilege, man. And you keep on shining. You feel me?
I can't do nothing but stay humble, man. God bless, man.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. And, you know, I got love for you, man. Got love for y'all, man. And y'all keep doing it, man. And I'm telling y'all, I'm sorry for the callers that called in. I'm sorry you can't wait too late to call in. So, again, it's a time limit. All right, I know
it's gonna be another time.
Please, next time, call earlier, and then
please.
You know, we're gonna have these same two gentlemen back on the show,
that's
and
right.
they're gonna be kicking the reel again. So we're gonna do this.
You might
so call back.
You never call.
So
you'll never know what Wild
we'll
might do. He might bring
on
that special
when
gift.
They will be back. The one and only BNI Hood Drama. One more thing before we get out of here, man. You all can vote for this song. Make it a top 10 hit. Hell, make it a number one hit. You know what I mean? That's how y'all do it, man.
One.
All y'all got to do is either call on the Team Lion voice line or email and say, hey, I want Red Chakra to be on the top 10. I want Red Chakra to be number one. I'm putting my vote in for BNI Hood Drama. Let me know. All you got to do is give a call, area code 641-715. 3900 extension 477-892 or email me likeitornotwithmichael@gmail.com. That way you can vote for this song as many times as you like. Okay, we get them from everywhere, from Ireland, from Australia, from here in the United States of America. I just recently got one from Brisbane, Australia, who like Red Chakra. Keep them coming, okay? BNI Hood Drama, Red Chakra, that's how we do. Voted in every week, Friday night, another big night. Monday night's our big night. Friday night is our big night on the top 20 most requested countdown. We're going to hear that song. BNI, we're going to leave you, and I know I'm running out of time. Sorry about that. And so we got to go. We're pushing the time, but here he is, BNI Hood Drama with Red Chakra. I'm going to leave you all with that.
Thanks again to BNI Hood Drama. Thanks again to Wild the General. Thanks again to each and every one of you all listening in. Now, those who call, you can email me. I'll have them back on. I will answer their, ask them the questions or whatever. Whatever it is, it's going to go down. All right? So I think the brother, that one person that called, brother or sister, was not from this country, judging from the number. So you can email me as soon as possible, and then I will keep you posted when they will be back on the show, and you can call back and holler at them international style. You feel me? I love each and every one of you all, and until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane, as always, leaving you by saying no matter how I bring it, it's going to always be real. Because it's all me, like it or not. That's how we do it. I'm out of here.
If knowledge is forced and detained, there is no belief. Without belief, the spirit does not exist. But if knowledge is contained, that means one's belief in what they have read become wise and understand and can experience the supernatural and wonders of the unseen that the eye, human eye, cannot explain. Yeah.
My mama on the ground, I was from my father. Birth spirit of a hustle, foundation solid. That red chakra is a problem solving. If life is simple, mathematics, then Illuminati. OG's new knowledge, found shit get bagged in garbage. Parables, riddles, try to solve the mysteries of a prophet. Great bill of health and profit, don't mean love your dollars. Stay grounded, keep a clean vessel, don't fuck up your profit. Some still don't believe the shit that they be popping. How could you sell a spirit, say the blessing from Yasser? Street steal, paint gangsters, some say the art is heartless. Pimps, killers, drug dealers, they don't have a conscience. Cause they really living, cause if they really did it. Murder, hate, innocent, killing would not exist. Whether you Hebrew, Buddha, Chakra, Baptist, or Christian. Want experience true riches, fuck religion.
I love you from the crown of your head. The beauty in your eyes speak the truth, I never lie. Knowledge and wisdom and life you bred into the existence, so my roots will never die.
Chakra, chakra, chakra.
The meek shall inherit, but the weak shall perish and die.
Chakra.
The strong will survive in this fight, haters will not.
They don't believe, they don't believe. Your truth is lies, you telling yourself you deceive. How many visions need to be displayed for you to see? Give you a clear view as you look through your rear view. You might see hating faces you knew and still do. They call it deja vu, but it's not new to lose. Your upbringing you used to might get uprooted. You stupid foolish thinking you winning, but you losing. You moving fast through life, I'm an opportunist. My throttle set, auto drive in the lane, cruising. Your religion, what you know as tradition, got you blind and feeling very superstitious. I'm the realest illest, I speak the realest feeling. You waving crucifixion like the wands of magician. Let me keep my peace about your Jesus peace until your idol speaks. It's just a religious peace.
I love you from the crown of your head. The beauty in your eyes speak the truth, I never lie. Knowledge and wisdom and life you bred into the existence, so my roots will never die.
Chakra, chakra, chakra.
The meek shall inherit, but the weak shall perish and die.
Chakra, chakra, chakra.
The strong will survive in this fight, haters will not.
They don't believe, they don't believe. Your truth is lies, you telling yourself you deceive. They don't believe, they don't believe. Your truth is lies, you telling yourself you deceive.
Shock, shock.